Across Washington state this week, supporters of immigration reform are taking up a new challenge: no food for 24 hours. The effort is part of a national fast that's underway as Congress debates a sweeping immigration bill. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
The rolling national fast works like a relay race. As one group ends their day-long fast, they pass the baton to the next shift. In Washington, one of the first shift changes took place at a church in Seattle.
These are bagels and fruit and cooked eggs.
Several immigrant workers ended their fasting with a light breakfast. Then union members and gay rights advocates took their place.
I sleep here with the mattress.
Roy Medina Podi spent the first night of the fast at the church. She's an immigrant from Uganda who works as a house cleaner. Podi says she wants Congress to approve a way for all immigrants in the U.S. to have a chance at citizenship.
Yeah, I have mine. I'm a citizen. But I help my group, too. I help my, this like my family.
Podi says she's sad to see undocumented immigrants face struggles with work, education, and family separations. The national fast specifically calls for President Obama to stop deporting people while Congress debates immigration reform. The fast started last month in California and continues in Washington all this week. Marcos Martinez joined day two of the Seattle fast. He heads the organization Entre Hermanos, which provides health services to gay Latinos. Sure, public attention is one goal of the fast, he says.
But really the bottom line is it strengthens our personal resolve. Those of us who are fasting, this action makes us that much more resolved to work that much harder for comprehensive immigration reform.
The U.S. Senate passed an historic immigration bill last week. It offers the hope of citizenship to millions of unauthorized immigrants. It also calls for much stricter security along the U.S.-Mexico border. The legislation now faces tough scrutiny and opposition in the Republican-controlled House. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.